time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
It's Adam Glynn sitting in for Frank Stecky this week, and joining me in studio, Joseph Quintana and Sylvia Del Vecchio. And a very important topic that we're discussing this week, housing. And I want to start with you, Joseph. Housing is such a critical issue for us all at every stage in our life, but especially as we age, and knowing what is out there and not being afraid of learning and what changes might be ahead. It's really, really important. What kind of stuff is happening with the housing program right now?
So a major challenge we faced when publishing the 100-page housing directory was that every time we received the directories and began distributing them, shortly after, we would have callers informing us that the housing information, particularly rent prices, was outdated. And so to ensure housing information would always be readily accessible to anyone 24/7, these past few months, we shifted our focus from distributing our old physical copies of the housing directory to ensuring we have up-to-date information on our online Winnipeg housing directory. We understand that not everyone is comfortable or has access to the internet, and that is where our housing information line comes in. So by reaching out to our line, we can help narrow down your housing search and clarify any housing-related questions you may have.
That's superb. You kind of touched on it at the beginning as well. You've got to meet the people where they're at, right? And you just make sure the information is available in as many formats as possible. And if rent prices are going up as quickly as grocery prices, then I think we know you'd need to be printing a new one almost every week. Yeah, it's brutal. It's brutal. If you've just joined us, welcome. I'm Adam Glynn. This is CJNU. Joining me in studio, Joseph Quintana and Sylvia Del Vecchio. We're talking A&O and the housing program. And Joseph, what's the cost associated with receiving services from this program?
Nothing at all.
Winnipeggers love the low, low price of free. It's the best possible price.
You bet. Yeah. So you can call the housing information line at 204-956-6440, or you can email housing@aosupportservices.ca.
Awesome. And Sylvia, for you, you are sort of on the front line dealing with people who are often worried about what choices they might have to make. What's it like for you dealing with those kind of inquiries?
Well, the A&O intake line is often the first point of contact for support, resources, and information. A&O intake workers are trained to provide support to all callers, including those looking for housing or exploring areas related to housing, such as downsizing, moving, and home maintenance. As a result, we're prepared to provide empathy and support when having sometimes challenging conversations with callers related to life changes often associated with aging, loss, and major life transitions. And then, of course, after determining which support would work best for the caller, A&O intake staff can make recommendations and suggestions for both internal A&O programs and supports and external community supports. The intake staff are diligent in ensuring that our knowledge base on community resources and supports is kept relevant and up to date.
I think empathy is the most important thing. You might not necessarily be able to answer every question that someone has, but you are there to try and answer as many as possible. If you can't, find the person who can, and at the very least, make sure that that person feels heard, feels seen, and you understand their situation. I would imagine you get calls from people sort of at all different stages, and probably also from some of the kids, grandkids, family members, friends of folks who might need help as well.
We do, absolutely. Every caller that we get is in every stage of life, not necessarily ready to transition to different types of housing options, but still exploring, and some very much so who urgently need to transition. So we're prepared to handle any number of types of calls that come through.
I will say candidly, my first job in Winnipeg and my previous job to working here at CJNU was working in an assisted living facility. One of the most life-affirming things I ever did in my life. And if I didn't have this job, I would still be there because I loved it so much. And what I found there is that there were some people who were very prepared and were making these choices proactively. And there were some folks who were not prepared at all. And they and their family and friends were making these choices reactively. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard when you have to make a choice after you've been faced with some kind of challenge. So, I mean, I would wholeheartedly encourage people, even if you don't think you're ready yet, get the information, right?
Absolutely, yes. It's important to be proactive and be prepared, because the amount of time it's going to take is often more than you anticipate.
Now, Sylvia, do you have any recommendations for folks that could maybe increase their odds of securing a place for themselves?
Absolutely. We do have some tips, many of which include being prepared, but often deciding first what area you want to live in. And then, of course, reviewing your finances. You need to know what you can afford. Deciding what your housing needs are, what amenities you might want, social programs or services like rent geared to income. Then select the places that meet your needs and explore those options, keeping in mind to ask important questions during viewings, such as the building's condition, the unit's condition, is everything in working order, and how well has it been maintained? And to know your rights and be aware of what to ask for. Are there fees or security deposits you need to be aware of? You can call the Manitoba Residential Tenancies Board for more information, where staff can help answer questions about tenant and landlord rights and responsibilities. And don't be afraid to add your name to wait lists. Unfortunately, many of the places that we might suggest or recommend do have wait lists, and some places may require a deposit for this. So make sure that if you do have to submit a deposit, ask if it can be returned if you change your mind, and obtain a receipt. And lastly, as we've mentioned, be proactive, not reactive. Take inventory of all of your items you wish to keep, discard, sell, or give away, and start packing.
Now, I'm going to ask this to both of you. When was the last time you moved house?
A year ago.
What was it like trying to pack?
It was stressful, and it's physical. You need to be able to physically move all of your items. And if you can't, that's another consideration you might have to think about before you start.
How about yourself, Joseph?
13 years ago. So I was just packing my toys and moving to the other side of the city. So I didn't have much to worry about.
That's nice. You had other people to worry about it for you.
Exactly.
I guess last time I moved would be when I moved from my apartment to my house here in Winnipeg. That was about 5 years ago. But prior to that, moving from the UK to Canada, when you're trying to fit your life in two suitcases, you really, really think about what you need.
Yeah.
And what you really need. And sometimes when you are downsizing, as you make these kinds of changes in life, you just need to be honest with yourself and say, what do I need? What do I really need? I'm so delighted to have had the chance to chat with both of you here today. Joseph Quintana, Sylvia Delvecchio from A&O. Thank you both for taking the time, and thank you for encouraging people with these top tips to be really proactive about knowing the options out there for housing.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Our pleasure.
Listen next week at this time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.